Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Joyful Always. Today we look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17, and 23 and 24. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Always, continually, in all circumstances. When working with children, we quickly learn to avoid such strong words. No child is always on task or continually disobedient. We learn to celebrate the little victories as the students grow in their abilities. Yet Paul uses these strong words as he finished his letter to the Thessalonians. The expectations he set forth are unrealistic, aren't they? I might try, but I just am not always happy. As for continually praying, well, I know some of my thoughts and words are definitely not prayer-like. And when I've spent a long day troubleshooting problems at school and home, it's pretty difficult to give thanks. Yet this is what God expects. It is His will for us. The first instruction given is to be joyful always. God created us with a large range of emotions. We cry tears at a loved one's death. We feel righteous anger at the injustices of this sinful world. We experience fear and concern. And yes, so many times we feel happiness. We revel in God's creation. We laugh at the antics of our students. We are excited to see those little victories as our students learn and grow. But happiness is not the same as joy. Joy is present in each emotion because true joy only comes from our Savior Jesus. Even in our sorrow, we are not despondent, because we know that God is still with us, guiding us through the most difficult of times. When we are afraid, we lean on God's promise to always do what is best for us. Our happiness is colored by the joy of experiencing God's blessings. Through all these emotions, God draws us even closer to Him. Paul also tells us to pray continually and give thanks in all circumstances. Praying continually doesn't mean walking around with our hands folded and heads bowed, reciting prayers. We pray continually when the faith that God puts in our hearts shines through in our words and actions. We pray continually when we look to our Heavenly Father for help in difficult situations. We pray continually when we share God's word with those around us and give thanks and praise to our Savior. Even when circumstances are difficult, we thank God, knowing that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. Romans 8:28. Sounds impossible, doesn't it? As much as I want to, I'm not always joyful. My life is not one of continuous prayer, and many thankless words have come from my mouth. Paul doesn't leave us hopeless. He tells us that God keeps us blameless. Jesus lived a joyful, prayer-filled, thankful life for us. He got rid of our imperfections, and now God sees us clothed in Jesus' holiness. So be joyful, my friends. Our Savior has come. We pray. Dear Jesus, through your death and resurrection, you put true joy into my heart. Help me each day to show joy and thankfulness in my thoughts, words, and actions. I love you, dear Savior. Amen. A hymn to consider. Look at Christian Worship number 319, Jesus Came, the Heavens Adoring. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.